Okay, people can hear me speaking?
Yes.
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 Okay, let's see. We left off in the Gemara on Dalet on Vei Hemnu Rabbanim Bidi Rabbanim. Fine. Now the Gemara has a new Shaila. Boy Elohu. Yeah. There are Mishnayis in Perek, in Bava Basra, in Perek Hamechas HaSfina, where the Mishnayis distinguish between Oino'o and Mekach Toes. Let's say I ordered from the vegetable store 10 pounds of potatoes and they delivered 10 pounds of onions. So that's the wrong Hefze. Or I thought I'm marrying Rachel and it turns out that I married Leah. It's the wrong person. That's Mamish Toes. That's a Kiddush Toes. It's not a Mekach Toes. You're not buying a wife, but it's a Kiddush Toes. Mamish mistake. Whenever it's the wrong Hefze, or the Gemara said, whatever the mistake in Mida Mishkal Aminyan, I buy a dozen eggs and it comes out that there are only 11 eggs. There's one egg is missing. Or I buy, for 10 pounds of potatoes and they delivered 9.5 pounds of potatoes. Whenever it's a mistake in Mida Mishkal Aminyan, that the Mishnah says in Amechas HaSfina, that's considered a Mekach Tois. Mekach Tois means the whole sale doesn't get off the ground. Oino'o is Mishnayis in the middle above Metzia. There's a din of Oino'o, where it's the right, it's the correct Chefze. I asked for 10 pounds of potatoes, they sent me 10 pounds of potatoes. But the going rate here is, whatever, $3, I have no idea, $3 for 10 pounds of potatoes, and they charged me $20. I didn't realize it. I thought that I just flew in from Europe. I don't know the price of anything here in America. And they fooled me into believing that that's the correct price. So that's the din of Oino. So then the Mishnah has it. Not only is there an Avera of Oino, but son who ishes Ireyehu, there's an Iser. If you do a B'mezah, there's an Iser. Not only is there an Iser, there's a penalty as well. If the Oino was Shtus, if the Oino was less than a sixth, off, how do you calculate the six is the whole discussion in Bav Metzia, in the end of Perek Hazov. Tagri Lud, famous complicated Gemara, Tagri Lud, how do you calculate whether the amount that he charged me was a shtus off from what it should have been? So if it's a shtus, then the penalty is the kinyan is chal. I can't back out from the whole deal. But I can demand of the one who cheated me, the din of Oino applies both ways, whether the lekeach fooled the moicher into selling them for less than it really is worth, or the moicher fooled the lekeach into paying more than it really sells for. So whoever cheated the other one violated the, if he cheated him, the mazid, he knew that that's not the going rate. So then there's a penalty, shtus kono machzor Oino. And if it's yes, a mishtus, if it's way off, yes, a mishtus, so then the one who got cheated has a right to back out from the whole deal. The Minhas Chinuch raises the question, how did the Tanaim know that there's a penalty of Oino? Where does it say that in the Chumash? Chumash, it just has it in Losan Risha Sarayehu. There's an Issa not to do Oino. But how did they derive it? It's only a penalty of the Rabbanan. Or is that penalty minantaros? And the Minchas Chinuch elaborates on the topic based on a Ramban al HaTorah. Ramban al HaTorah has like this, the Gemara learns that from the Pesukim, the Eino Noah leKarkois. There's no din by Noah if you're selling real estate, you're selling karka. How can you say, so the Ramban al Chumash and not the Rishonim, how can you say there's no Noah leKarkois? The example that the Chumash gives is regarding karka. It says, if you're selling karka in Eretz Yisrael, so when it comes Shnas HaYovel, when it comes Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, whoever has a stay mikne has to give it back to the original owner to revert back to become a stay achuza. It could be that the one who sold it to him didn't have it as a stay achuza. It could be he bought it from someone who bought it from someone, bought it from someone. It could be that the 10th person already buying it, and then he sells it to me, I'm the 11th person. So whoever has a stay mikne when it comes Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, has to give it back to the whoever would have been entitled to get it, Birusha, the original one who would have gotten it, Birusha. Reverts back to become a stay achuza from being a stay mikne. So the Chumash says, when you sell karka in Eretz Yisrael, b'zman shehayavel noag, you should be careful. Keep in mind, b'mispashanam achayavel timkar lamisecho, you should charge according to how many years are left till yovel. because the lekech will only have it when till Yom Kippur. Once it comes Yom Kippur Shel Yevir, it goes back to the original owner. So don't charge him $1 billion. You're just going to have it for 1 or 2 years. So the example that the Chumash gives about I know is about Karkak, and the Chazal Darshan, only by Metatlam, there's no dinner by Noah by Karka. So the Ramban explains that this is where the Tanoim got the idea from this Stira in the Pesukim in Eyev Bey. That's where they got the idea that there are two parts to the dinner by Noah. There's a prohibition, there's an Aveira by Noah, the son of Ish is Esreyeu, and then there's a penalty of Noah. And the same thing, the Gemara says, Ish Esreyeu, Pratla Akum. The Eina Noa La Akum. What do you mean Eina Noa? So the Loshan Agamar, the beginning of the second parak in Bechoris, is La Misech Ata Machzor Einoa V'Ata Machzor Einoa La Akum. The penalty of Hachzoras Einoa only applies if he cheated a Yisrael. If he cheated a Nochri, then there's no penalty. But the Rashash points out on that Gemara, and the Mishkan Yankov has such a tshuva, that the Yisrael Einoa applies even to Gabi and Anju. You're not allowed to cheat an Anju. There's no heter to do Einoa. If you already did do Einoa, and the Noach already paid the money, so then there's no penalty of Hachzoras Einoa. Like by Karka. By Karka, there is an Yisra, but there's no penalty. So the same is true. Let's say, Einoa Lehegdashis. What do you mean, Einoa Lehegdashis? You're permitted to cheat Hegdash. You're not allowed to cheat Hegdash. It means if you cheated Hegdash, Hegdash Shalaman Shechil Al Shavaputa, Hegdash has an automobile, and they're auctioning it off to the highest bidder. Someone donated an automobile to the Beis Hamikdash. What's the Beis Hamikdash going to do with an automobile? So they auction it off to the highest bidder, and they give it to him. So if someone fooled the Gizber into believing that the whole automobile is only worth $5, the automobile was worth $50,000, a brand new automobile, and he fools him into giving him a $5 bill, so B'liyevit, heg the shav emana, worth 100, shechilo shav eput, gives only a put instead of 100 shkalim, is mechulah, but yevid, the pig and his chal, but you're not allowed to do it l'chatchila. This man, as then maybe the Gemara said, there's no say to the Hegdash, because even if you give the $1 million for the automobile, the whatever, $500,000 for the automobile, what's Hegdash going to do with the money? You're going to throw the money into the Yam HaMelech, because Hegdash can't use the money now. And you don't leave it around till Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. For sure, someone's going to use it by mistake. Someone's going to be moiled by Hegdash. So we would say, Bizman Azad, there's no Isa L'chatchila at all, because it's no Pseida de Hegdash. But Bizman Shad, Bizman Hegdash, Karman, there is a Pseida de Hegdash. For sure there's an Isa. So what does it mean? You learn out, Akona Biar Amisecha, only Amisecha Prat La Hegdash, Eina Noor La Hegdash. It means, but he added, if Hegdash, in either direction, Hegdash Shav Amana, Shechil Al Shav Pruta Mechulol, if I was paid, I gave a dollar instead of $100,000. So, but he added, there's no knas. And the other direction also, the ain't on all the hegdashes. Let's say the hegdash is only worth $1, and by mistake I gave $100,000. I gave $1 million. So ain't on all the hegdashes in the other direction also. Everything is nitvas. The whole $100,000 that I gave, everything is nitvas tachas the hegdash, because ain't on all the hegdashes in both directions. But my sosheni. We pass the Ma'aseh Sheni. There's a Machlekes Amei Reb Yehuda. So usually, whenever there's a Machlekes Amei Reb Yehuda, Halachic Reb Yehuda, it's very rare. Once in a long while, the dinner's like right now. Here, this is one of the cases. There's a Machlekes in many places. At the end of the second parak in Kedushin, is one place where the Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Bailam and Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya. What's the difference? Can you be Mekadosh Anisha with Ma'aseh Sheni Paris? I'm a farmer, and I was it's a Ma'aseh Sheni year. I think this year Tavshin Pei is still a Ma'aseh Sheni year. Next year is going to be a Ma'aseh Ani year. It's the sixth year, Pei Aleph, and I think Pei Beis is going to be Shnas HaShmita. I think so. But this year is a Ma'aseh Sheni year. So let's say I have Paris Ma'aseh Sheni. I give it to a girl and I say Harei Mukudesh Sli. So the din is Ma'aseh Sheni is Mama Gavaya. So you can't be Mikadosh Anisha with Ma'aseh Sheni. So that's Machlekes Amei Reb Yehuda. Normally, the din would normally be like Reb Yehuda, Ma'aseh Sheni, Mamon Bailim. But the Gemara says here it's an exception to the rule, and we do paskan like Reb Meir. Reb Meir Shita is the Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoya. So you can't be Mekadosh Anisha with it. So based on this idea, the Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoya, so we have the practice, we do it all the time, that if someone was Mafrish Ma'aseh Sheni this year and he wants to be paid, he has Ma'aseh Sheni worth tens of thousands of dollars. He only gives hu v'chum shemechula lala pruta. He only gives one pruta for the whole thing. But it's worth tens of thousands of dollars. So the Vilna Gaon writes in the Bir Agra and Yerideya that because Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya, so we treat it like Hekdesh, and ain't under all Hekdesh, so therefore, Hekdesh Shalomana, Shechelal Shalomar Puta Mechulo. I usually, there's an Easter, you're not allowed to cheat Ma'aseh Sheni. Yeah, that's Bizman, Shebez HaMikdusha Yekayim, and you're able to eat the Ma'aseh Sheni Be Yerushalayim, Mikdusha V'Tahara. But if you're not able to eat it, there's no Bez HaMikdush today. If there's no Mizbeach Bono, so you can't eat the Ma'aseh Sheni. So there isn't even an Issa Bizman Hazeh. There's no Pseida the Ma'aseh Sheni. So there isn't even any Issa. So we do that Lachatchila. We do Ma'aseh Mechayam. We do that Lachatchila. We have Ma'aseh Sheni, a farmer has Ma'aseh Sheni, tens of thousands of dollars worth of Ma'aseh Sheni. He's put that on a Pruta. What's he going to do with the Pruta? He says, Hu v'chum shemuchul ala la pruta. What's he going to do with the pruta? He's going to have to Erev Pesach of the 4th year and Erev Pesach of the 7th year. That's what we read in Shas Habir. That's what we read in Parshas Kisava yesterday in the Kriyas HaTorah. You have to destroy the coins. You have to throw it into the Yam HaMelech. You have to dissolve it in an acid and then pour it down the drain. So there's no Pseida de Ma'aseh Sheni over him. But Ma'aseh Sheni only works in one direction. If the Ma'aseh Sheni is worth $10,000 and I give a pruta, I said, but yeah, but it's good in the other direction. Let's say I buy a bottle of soda and the whole amount of Ma'aseh Sheni is only less than a shavu pruta. The whole Ma'aseh Sheni shabbo is less than a shavu pruta. So the Gemara says you can't give a nickel, you can't give a dime and be paid in the Ma'aseh Sheni. You only say in one direction, heg the shavu man, shechel shavu pruta. Mechulal, that din carries over from Hegdish to Ma'aseh Sheni. I can cheat the Ma'aseh Sheni. But the other way, if I'm going to give more than the Ma'aseh Sheni is worth, so the Chazon Ish explains, Hegdish can accept donations. So that's why the din by Hegdish and all Hegdish goes in both directions, even in this direction. Hegdish shav pruta, shechilal shav mana. The Hegdish is only worth a pruta, and I gave $100,000. So it's just like Hegdish can accept donations, so too, if the eggs are only worth a prut, I gave $100,000, it's good. But Ma'aseh Sheni can't accept any donations. It's not a fund that accepts donations. Either it is Ma'aseh Sheni or it's not. So if you have the whole Ma'aseh Sheni, have a bottle of soda, the whole Ma'aseh Sheni shabo is only worth less than a shabu pruta. So the Gemara says you can't be paid it on a pruta. You can't give a pruta. Hu v'chum shemchula la la pruta. You can't give more than it's worth. And the Gemara says, there's a Mishnah in the end of Perek Hazov, Chomesh Pruta, saying, there are 5 dinim that depend on a Shavar Pruta. Those who got married recently, they are Mekadosh and Isha with a minimum of a Shavar Pruta, Mazel Tov to the Chasam Kala. And if you buy the Hegdish, it has to be a minimum of a Shavar Pruta. You buy Karka is Nikdins Bepruta, a whole bunch of dinim. So one of the dinim is, that Pidim Ma'aseh Sheni has to be a minimum of a Shavar Pruta. So what do you do if the whole Ma'aseh Sheni is worth less than the Shavar Pruta? So you can't be paid it. So there's a din, that's what the Chazon Ish made that din. The Chazon Ish came to Eretz Yisrael, so he sent a letter to Rav Kook, who was then the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. He was ma'or of this din. It's a Gemara in Perek HaZohav. Now they call it the Pruta Chamura story, because the Chazon Ish made a whole kuntz, all based on halacha. So the din is, if you have a big coin, let's say you have, in the days of the Chazon Ish, it was under the British, so if you had a shilling, he writes about the shilling. So then the Turekarta don't recognize the Medina, so they recognize the last government. Chazon Ish says the shilling, so they're still using the shilling. That's ridiculous. The shilling is Shavah Kesef, because the British are no longer the Memshola that's recognized in Eretz Yisrael. You have to use Dafke Amadbeya that's recognized by the government of that country. Let's say I have my Sheni in America, I'll be put on an Israeli coin. That's in America. So that's no good. Israeli coin in America is Shavah Kesef. It's not Kesef. American coins in America is called Kesef. And Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni has to be Dafkan Kesef. It can't be on Shavah Kesef. Pidyon Hegdish can be paid even on Shavah Kesef unless it's Karka Avodim and Shtoris. That's a Mishnah Mechoris. But Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni is one of the 3 dinim that you need Dafka Kesef, and Shavah Kesef is not acceptable. The Kesef means whatever is recognized by the government of that country as legal tender. So the shilling is not recognized in Eretz Yisrael nor in America as legal tender. And it's not such an international thing. Maybe American money in Israel, maybe it is kesef. That's a question. But the shilling is not kesef. So that's ridiculous. All the Gedolim, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rabbi Yashiv, they all used Israeli coins to be paid in Ma'aser Sheni. Obviously, they all recognized the Israeli government. If they would be considered pirates, like the Natura Carta claims, so the coins that they mint are not recognized by a legitimate government. Unfortunately, in every government, there are people who cheat. There are ganavim all over the world, but just because there are ganavim doesn't mean that the halacha doesn't recognize the Israeli government. Recognize the Israeli government and recognize that some of the people in the government are ganavim. Okay, but it doesn't mean that they're all a bunch of pirates. And the Israeli money is considered shover kesef. It's not considered kesef. So that's a din. If I have a big coin, I have an Israeli coin, and I have an Eretz Yisrael, and I have my Sasheni, which is worth the Ma'aser Sheni, and a bottle of soda is often worth less than a Shavakuta. So then, if you already used a little bit of that big matbeya to be paid the other Ma'aser Sheni, which is equally important or more important than the Ma'aser Sheni that I want to be paid in now, so then, since there is a Shavakuta's worth of Ma'aser Sheni money in this big matbeya, so then you're able to be paid the Ma'aser Sheni, even though it's worth less than a Shavakuta. Fine. Okay, so getting back again. So the two dinim, there's a dinim mekach tois is chitim and imtzu sorim and imtzu chitim, or a mistake of mida mishkal minyan. I guess for 10 pounds of potatoes, they send me 10 pounds of onions. Or they send me 9.5 pounds of potatoes. A mistake. You don't say it depends on shtus. Pachas mishtus, yes, mishtus. If a mistake of mida mishkal minyan, that's called a mekach tois. An identity of the chefze, chitim and imtzu sorim, a rocha benim tzisleya, that's a mistaken identity. That's mamish a mekach tois or a kedusha tois. But if it's yofus benim tzu ra'ois, I said I want the better quality potatoes and it gives me the poorest quality potatoes. So that's yofus benim tzu ra'ois. That has a din of aynor. The Mishnayos have the din of aynor when it's a mistake in the price. What do you mean the price? What do you mean? There are other stores in the neighborhood. That's the question. What's called the neighborhood today? A lot of people go over, I live in Washington, a lot of people drive over the bridge. They go shopping in the A&Ps or whatever, in the stores in New Jersey. So if it's very common for people, a lot of people are not buying in the neighborhood in Washington. They'll rather go, it's worth it for them to go over the bridge and pay the toll going over the bridge because you save so much more money. So that when you calculate what's considered the normal price, you have to consider what's a normal price where normal people will go shopping. A lot of people will go shopping over there. Let's say when you buy furniture. So when you buy suits, you don't buy furniture or suits in the neighborhood here. So where would people go to buy suits or furniture? You go, used to go to the east side. There's no more east side. The whole east side is Chinese now. It used to be Jewish, all the swarm stores, all the clothing stores, all the furniture stores used to be on the Lower East Side. So it's normal to go to Flatbush to buy clothing or to buy furniture. It's normal. So that's considered the neighborhood. Where would you normally go shopping? So New Jersey also. Where would you normally go shopping for the clothing or for the furniture? In somewhere near where normal people will go. So you have to calculate what's considered the normal price for this item. In order to calculate, did the person overcharge me? Yes, mishtus, or shtus, or pachas mishtus. Okay. So there are two dinim. There's a din whenever it's a mistaken cheftze, mistaken identity, chitim rimtzu sorim, or mistaken amount. Mida mishkal minyan means a mistaken cheftze, either the identity or the volume of the amount. So that's called mekach tois. And whenever it's a mistake in quality or in the price, so then it's a din of aynor. So the Gemara has a shayla over here. What's the din of aynor? Amaske bais lachader is a becheskas baduk. Tosis says we're talking nivel rashboa that it's yud gimel. If I rent the apartment on yud dalid, so the Jewish person who owned the apartment on leil yud dalid, he didn't have serious amafter to me yet. So he's mukhiv to be baidik. So he says he's mechuyev. So we won't say that it's not a mekach tois. He's still mechuyev now. That was the halach we had in Amud Aleph. If he didn't do mesiras hamafteach before it was chal leil yud dalid, so the mask ala maske lived there. So we're talking it's yud gimel, and he told me when he rented me the apartment, he advertised in the papers he has apartments that are already bedukim. Whoever rents the apartment, it's already boduk. Then it turns out that it's not boduk. So he was advertising falsely. He said the apartment is bodi. So the Gemara has a shaila, is that considered a different heftza? A bais bodik as opposed to a bais she'ena bodik. Is that considered a mistake in heftza? I don't know. I don't think it's like chitim nimtzu sa'orim. Is it chitim yofus and nimtzu ura'os? Is it like yofus and nimtzu ura'os? That I thought he's renting me an apartment that's already boduk, and it turns out that it's not boduk. So that's going to be oinah. That should be a din of oinah. It shouldn't be a din of mekachtois. But the Gemara is mesupek, havi mekachtois eloi. Do I say it's a mistake? It's a different kind of a cheftza, like a mistake in chitam and imtzu sarim, or is it like yofus and imtzu roz? Which should it be? Mar says mi havi kamekach toes. I like toshmadam and by dome boy. Dove pashud be asra in the city. The lo yahavi agra. They don't pay someone else to do the bedika. Asu delo yavi agra ubotku. The minig amakim is that anybody has an apartment does the bedik himself. They don't have a shliach. They don't appoint a shliach to do the bedik for them. So then we assume nichalei lenish lekiyum mitzvah v'gufei. It's not considered a mekachdos. I feel be asu the yavi agra ubotku. Even if the minig amakim is that they always, no one ever does. It's not common for anybody to do bedikas chavetz himself. There's a local yeshiva, and the yeshiva boys make a few dollars, and they announce in the newspapers that whoever wants, come to the yeshiva and we'll get your boy to be by the chametz. I don't think it's so smart. How's the boy going to know where they usually put the chametz? How does he know which drawer to look in? You're going to have to look everywhere, everything. It makes more sense. The person who lives in the house knows where to look. Where's a mokum shemachnisim chametz? Where's a mokum shemachnisim chametz? But that's what the Gemara says. What hechadalinish l'kiyum mitzvah b'mamayne. It's not considered a mekach tois. It's not considered a mekach tois. Okay. It's a chiddush. Let's say I buy a car, and I thought it's a brand new car. Then it turns out that it's scratched a little bit. Scratched here, and it doesn't look so good. That's the office of an imtzu roast. It's not as pretty as it's supposed to be, because it has scratches. So that wouldn't be a din of mekach toes, that's a din of aino'ah. I know if it's a mistake in the price, so then it depends, pochas mishtush, tus, or yes, mishtush, whether there's a penalty. If it's yofus, and imtzu roos, the Rishonim say on that Mishnah in Perek HaMechas HaSfina, when the Mishnah has yofus, and imtzu roos, it's a din of aino'ah. So there they say, only when the mistake is in the price, then we have chilukim, shtus, pochas mishtush, yes, mishtush. But if it's in quality, we always consider it like there would be a penalty. There would be a din of a penalty there. It's important to know, yeah, important to know. What's the din? You see, this difference is by selling or by renting. I rent an apartment or I sell. Yeah, there's a din of mekach toes and there's a din of ainoa. Yeah, what about when you get married? So if I marry a girl, I thought it's Rochel ben Imtzis Leah, that's Mamash HaMekah, Kiddush HaTois, the wrong Chavtza. But let's say, the girl is not able to have children. Girl's not able to have children. So that's what marriage is all about. She knew that she can't have children. She knew in advance and she didn't tell me. So that's probably a Kiddush HaTois. Like I buy an automobile and the brakes don't work. What? That's called a mum. That the office of imtzu roos. No, the car doesn't work. That's the ABC of a car. Let's say you put your foot on the pedal and it doesn't go, or it doesn't have the brakes. Doesn't have any brakes. That's the car doesn't function. So that's called a mekach toes. That's not called the oinor. But so by selling and buying, there are two dinim. There's a din of Aino and there's a din of Mekach Tois. By getting married, there's only a din of Tois. Rochel ben Imtzis Leah, that's a Kiddusha Tois. If they fooled me into believing that the girl was very good looking, then turns it out that, let's say, she has a major mum. So is that considered whenever there is no parsha of Ainoa, do you say everything that would have been Ainoa falls under Toes, or do you say no? Only Rachel ben Imtzis Leah. If she was supposed to, they told me she, the girl is absolutely good looking, and she turns out to be absolutely ugly, would you say in such a case that it would be a Kiddusha Toes? Or do you say no? There's no din. So you got to learn the first daf in Yevamos, they talk about that. If you marry a girl, turns out that she's an islandess. Islandess can't have children at all, even with surgery, even with hormone treatment. Islandess has everything is different by an islandess. So that's a big discussion in the Rishonim on the first Mishnah in Yevamos, whether it's when is it considered Kiddusha Tois and when not. Let's say you marry a girl, it comes out she has a mum. She has a major mum. If she has an ingrown toenail, come on. That's not called a major mum. But let's say she has a glass eye, she has a false eye. And they never told me about that. So there are Mishnayos and Ksubas, Medlo Ksubas. There's a question whether the get that says you need a get. If you want to get divorced, you have to get a get, but you don't have to pay the Ksuba. So the Gemara asks Manam Shach, if it's a Kiddusha Toys, then you shouldn't need a get. And if it's not a Kiddusha Toys, and when he divorces her, why doesn't he have to pay the Ksuba? So the Gemara has one opinion, the get is only L'chumra Midirabbanan. Mikra, then it's really Kiddusha Tois, you don't even need a get. But it's only a mum. She can function. She can function in marriage. It's only a mum. So then the Gemara is assuming that whatever would have been a Mekach Tois, if you would have been buying merchandise, so here where there is no Parsha of whatever would have been Oinoa, if you would have been buying Yofas and Imtzeroz, you would have been buying Chitim. Yofas of Nimtzeros would have been Oinoa. Here by marriage there is no Oinoa, so wherever would have been Oinoa falls under the category of Toys. So Mikra Adin, you don't need a get at all. And the other opinion in Ingmar is no, it's a Sfeika Adina. So Misafek, Safek Yisur L'chumer, and Safek Mamayna L'kula. You don't pay Iksuba Misafek, but you need a get Misafek. It's a Safek. So you gotta look into that. What's the din in, let's say, Hafrash Hastrumer? A person is mafresh truma betoyes. So toyes is mevatel truma. What if he's mafresh men ayofa ala ro? He thought that this is yofa, and it turns out that it's spoiled. He's mafresh from a melon. The melon is a spoiled melon. So would you say that since yofa sunim to rois is ainoa, sankola tarukula, there's no din of ainoa? So the hafrash is chal, or would you say no? Whatever is considered ainoa by a mekach, so by hafrash is truma, there are no two dinim. There's a din of toys, but there's no din of ainoa. So anything that would have been considered ainoa is considered toys by hafrash is truma. So that's a discussion in Yevamos. That's in Yevamos around daf peches, daf peites. That's a shayla bavla in Yerushalmi. What's the din? You are mafresh truma, and then it turns out that it was spoiled. So if I knew that it was spoiled, then I'm mafrish on purpose. I knew what I'm doing. So then it's chal b'dieved. If it's still royal achila, but it's a weaker quality. Well, what if I made a mistake? So it would have been oinoa. So do you, but by hafrash hastruma, there is no parsha of oinoa. So do you say whatever should be oinoa falls under the category of toys? So no, oinoa is oinoa, and there is no din of oinoa by hafrash hastruma. So that's important discussion. Okay. It's a little shayach tagimor, but that's not really the theme over here. Okay. Then the Gemara quotes a Mishnah. Tanan Hasam, where is this Mishnah? Tanan Hasam is Likamon Daf Yudal from the base. There's Machlekes, Reb Meir, and Reb Yude. Ruba de Ruba, whenever there's Machlekes, Reb Meir, Reb Yude, we paskan like Reb Yude. The Gemara says in the first parak in Erevin, the Reb Meir, when he gave Shear, is to explain all the logical possibilities. It's possible to say like this, possible to say like that. In the days of the Tanoim, the Talmidim wanted to hear Psak Halacha Lemaisa, bottom line, what's the din? So because Rav Meir was too open-minded, he would explain all the logical possibilities, and he wouldn't say clearly what his shita is. So that's where the Talmidim left him. And then in the next generation, a generation or two later, when they were going to vote, the Paskan Halacha Maisa, what's the consensus? So usually Rameh's opinions were in the minority. Usually, we said before, Maisa Shani, Mohammed Gavaya, that's an exception to the rule, that we pass like Rameh against Rabbi. But here it's an example of the rule. The rule is based on, because when they voted, it turned out like that. It's not that there's a rule, they're always going to pass like Rabbi against Rameh. Every issue, they took a vote, every case Abai v'Rabbah, they took a vote. It turned out that in that generation, when they took the vote, the consensus always was like Rabbah, except for six cases that are called Yal Kagam. But it's not that they voted, we're always going to vote Democrat, we're always going to vote Republican, we're always going to vote like Rabbah. Not that they voted always like Rabbah. And every issue they voted, that's the Pashtus. And it turned out like that, that the Halacha is always like Rabbah, except for Yal Kagam. The Halacha is always like Reb Meir against, like Reb Yudah against Reb Meir, with a rare exceptions to the rule. So here this is Machlokes. So Reb Meir is of the opinion you only have to make Gzeirah 1 hour before Chatzos, on Erev Pesach. The Issa Men HaTorah begins, the Issa essay of Tashbisu, Issa Achili, Issa Hanorah begins at Chatzos. And Odom Torah B'Shachas, that's what Gemara is going to explain later. People may make a mistake in an hour. Every other person has a watch, and whoever doesn't have a watch, there are clocks all over the place. So if they would have lived in our generation, they probably would never have made such a gzeira of a whole hour off, then 2 hours off. But they lived at a time that most people did not have a watch. So Rav Meir says that the gzeira de Rabbanan only was 1 hour before Chatzos, that's it. Rav Yudah says, no, 1 hour before Chatzos, it's Asam Achila, Asam Banor. An hour before Chatzos, Asam Achila, and it's Mutar B'Hanor. Yeah. Why? Achila is Machomer than Hanor. Achila on Pesach. Achila on Erev Pesach. There is no Kores. In fact, there's a Machlokes, Rav Yudah in the Chachamim, Rav Yudah Rav Shimon, whether there's a lav. One who eats chametz on Erev Pesach, is he over on a lav? And he gets Malka, so he's only over on the essay of Tashbisu, and there's no Malka. So that, I think we mentioned that on Tuesday night. Where was that Gemara? I forgot already. The first Tesis quoted it. My time is Rav Yudah. Where was it? Chav Ches on the base. Yeah, the Gemara around the 12, 13 lines from the top of Chav Ches on the base. My time is Rav Yudah. Tlosek Roik Sivida. Three psukim that say you're not allowed to eat chametz. One goes on Pesach, one goes Erev Pesach, Hefta Chatzos. One goes chametz she'ova all of HaPesach. Rav Yudah holds chametz she'ova all of HaPesach is an Issa deraisa. We clearly don't pass one like that. We pass chametz she'ova all of HaPesach is only a penalty with the Rabbanon. Because he violated Bal Yerah by Matzah, Chemtzu Shal Nochri Shor all of our Pesach we paskin is Mutabal. No, that's like Reb Shimon, and the Raman paskins that Chometz on Erev Pesach, the din is like Reb Yudah that there is Malkus, and the other Rishonim, the Ravid and the Ramban, Amasga and the Raman. Why should he paskin like Reb Yudah on Erev Pesach if you don't pass like Reb by Chometz Shor all of our Pesach? But that's a machlokes. Is there a lav? When you eat chametz on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, is there a lav or not? But certainly no kares, that's for sure not. The use of kares is only on Pesach if you eat chametz. What if you get hanor from chametz on Pesach? So all the Rishonim say there's no kares. Kares is only whoever eats chametz with Pesach, whoever gets hanor. They say, the kasha, why shouldn't there be kares? We'll have to get to that. How come there's no kares? If you hold like Rabbi Abbo in the second paragraph, Abbo is of the opinion called Malcolm Shanem, Aleyachal, Aselchal, Aselchal, Echad Yisra, Achila, Echad Yisra, Anoa. So here it says, Kol Oichel, Machmetzes, Venichrisa. So, Ki Kol Oichel should be in Echad Yisra, Achila, Echad Yisra, Anoa. Why isn't there chorus on Hanoa as well? This is here such a kash. But the din is that there's no chorus. So we understand that Chometz b'achila is more svara to be machmer than chometz b'hanor. That on Pesach, chometz b'achila would be kores, chometz b'hanor would not be kores. And there Pesach, the worst you can say is, like Rav Yudah, that there's going to be a lav for eating chometz, but there isn't going to be any kores. On the kores is only the 7 days of Pesach we eat chometz. Even according to Rav Yudah, there's a lav, but there won't be kores. So Nachmal, so Rav Yudah is of the opinion, we pass like Rav Yudah, Tanan Hossam, the Mishnah, Yud Aleph on the base, that an hour before Chatzos on our Pesach, they declared it as if it's already Chatzos. So it's also Bachila and also Manu, Chatzos with the Rabbanon. And an hour before, so they made a Gzera the Rabbanon that you're not allowed to eat, but it's Mutar B'Hanor. So that's called Tolim. Tolim, Rabbi Yudah Eimer, Ochlam Kol Arba, till the end of the fourth hour, you can even eat Chomet. Tolim Kol Chomesh, Yishor Chamishis, the Chomet is also Bachila and Mutar B'Hanor. and after shishis, an hour before chatzos, it's also bein machila bein manor. The surfer mitchila shesh. That's what we said. The Kesa Mishnah had two interpretations. Surfer mitchila shesh means literally you burn the chametz at the beginning of shesh. No, you don't want to violate the iser of having chametz in your possession. So you have to be served before tchila shesh, b'sof chamesh. So that tchila shesh, you don't have the chametz around the house anymore. It's a strange usage of the term tolim. Tolim. Usually, tolim is an expression that you have by truma teluya. Truma teluya means if you have truma that's tohor, there's a din of mishmeres trumaisa, you're not allowed to be metameit, and you're not allowed to be mafsidit. You're not allowed to destroy it, you're not allowed to leave it b'mokam haturfa. You're not allowed to leave truma in a location where it may become tame or may get ruined. You leave it where there are animals around. The animals may eat it. So you're not allowed to do that. That's mishmeres trumaisa. You have to be mishamer the truma. So if you have truma that's a suffix, if you have truma that's tomei, so then the Gemara says in Bama Likin, Kishem Shemit to Lisra Fesakach Mishinit Mu, Kach Mitzvah Lisra Fesatruma Shinit Mes. Just like there's a mitzvah in a Torah, the burn kachim that became tomei, Pigal Naisa Tomei, is a mitzvah to burn. Kach Mitzvah Lisra sounds like it's a mitzvah in a Torah. 2 days in Tesus there in Bama Likin. Kach Mitzvah Lisra is a mitzvah in a Torah, it's a mitzvah in the Rabban Lisra. It's a truma shenitmi, it's a mitzvah to burn truma tameya. What if it's truma that's a suffik tamei, suffik tohar? So are you allowed to burn it? So the Gemara calls that truma teluya. It's suspended. You're not allowed to eat it, mi suffik, because you're not allowed to eat truma tameya, but you're not allowed to burn it because maybe it's truma tohar and you'll be in violation of mishmeres truma isai. You're not allowed to burn. You have to be mishamer the truma. Mishamer means from two things, that it shouldn't become nifsad, shouldn't get ruined, shouldn't burn it, shouldn't let it be in a place where it may become nifsad, and you shouldn't leave it in a place where it may become nitmai, not allowed to be metamei. So that's called truma teluya, tolev yom. You can neither eat it nor can you burn it, because neither here nor there. If it's vaday tamei, then kishen shemitzvah lisvah satkochim shenitmu, kach mitzvah lisvah satrumah shenitmis. But it's not badai nitma. You can't eat it because it's a suffix. Maybe it's tummy. So that's called truma teluya. So why is over here? Why is this called, the chamesh is called tolim kol chamesh. Strange. Strange usage of the word tolim. Also b'achila muta manon, why is it called tolim? So when you look in the Rambam, that's what they quote from Rav Velvela Soloveitchik. The following biur, Rav Soloveitchik used to say this also. He didn't hear it from his uncle. He would sometimes say something, and he knew that they attributed it to his uncle, Rav Velvela. So he said, I heard it from my father, Koidem Matan Torah. Because those who learned by Rav Velvela act as if Rav Velvela came, Nitan Torah, Rav Velvela came, and he gave a new Kabbalah Sater. So he used to say sometimes jokingly, he heard it from his father, Koidem Matan Torah. His father was much uncle, was much older than Rav Velvela Soloveitchik. So this, they printed in the name of Rav Velvela, and Rav Soloveitchik said it also, that if you have truma, that's chametz. I gave the kohen truma. The kohen took it and he made chalas, and he made cake and cookie out of it, cakes and cookies, and it's all chametz. So if it's after chatzos, so then it's a mitzvah to burn the truma, just like there's a mitzvah to burn truma tameya, there's a mitzvah to burn the truma that's chametz, because you can't eat it. It's also bachili, you can't eat it. So not only do you burn the truma tehoira, that's chametz after chatzos when it's also min haTorah, and now before chatzos also, you burn the truma because midirabbanan, they considered as if shua shishis is chatzos. And since adam tayo shua achas, so they said that we should act as if chatzos is an hour before chatzos, as if, let's say, if chatzos would normally be 12 o'clock, so we treat as if 11, from 11 to 12 is already after chatzos. So the Rambam says, one who eats chametz b'shoa shishis is loike makas mardis. Why doesn't he say one who eats chametz b'shoa chamish is also loike makas mardis? The Nosei Kelim ask it. We pass on like Rav Judah that you're not allowed to eat the chametz an hour before. So why is he only right that there's makas mardis if you eat the chametz b'shoa shishis, midirabbana, makas mardis, it should have been makas mardis if he b'shoa chamishis as well. So that's what they say. No. Called the tikkun rabbana, came there, I said tikkun. Makas mardis. Makas Mardis is sometimes an ad hoc decision that Bezin makes. A person deserves Makas Mardis. The Gemara tells a story. The Gemara has a brisa in Sanhedrin. I think Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes a brisa from Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis is a book that was written down Bizman by Sheni. It starts Nisnir Sivan, goes in order of the months, and lists off all of the Amim Tovim that were introduced by the Chachamim, Bizman Abayis. So in the Megillas Tainis, they have every so often, they have a halacha written down there. It was written down, Rashi writes on Masechus Shabbos, Megillas Tainis was written down before the Mishnayis was written down. The Mishnayis, there was an Isai, Dvarim Shabbal Peh, Yat Rashi Yamim Baksav. You're not allowed to write down the Mishnayis. So the heter to write down the Mishnayis came much later. We assume Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi edited the Mishnayis, but they still recited the Mishnayis orally. Most of the Achrayim and most of the history books assume that they didn't write down the Mishnayis in the days of Rav Dina Rav Ashi. That's why the Rambam, when he writes the Seder HaMasorah, he writes Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to Yeshua Ben Nun, and he goes generation after generation. He gives 40 generations, 1, 2, 3, till 40. 40 is Rav Dina Rav Ashi, and he stops over there. Why doesn't he continue further past Rav Dina Rav Ashi till his own generation? The Meiri, beginning of Pirkei Avos, goes through the Goinim, the Rishonim, until he received the Torah from his father. Father got it from so-and-so. The Rambam could have also done like that. The answer is the Rambam wrote the Masorah al-Pidin. Masorah al-Pidin only went till the days of Ravina Rav Ashi. Because Masorah means transmitting Torah Shabbal Peh, Baal Peh. After the days of Ravina Rav Ashi, that's when they wrote down the Mishnayis, and they were teaching Mitil Chaksav. That's already an incomplete Masorah. Masorah of Torah Shabbal Peh is when it's being transmitted, Baal Peh. So that's what most Achrayim assume, and most history books assume like that. Even though Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi edited the Mishnayos, what should be included and what not, but he didn't write it down yet. It was still, he edited what they should say, Baal Peh. It was still being recited Baal Peh till the days of Ravina Rav Ashi. So the, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Vav Amud Aleph quotes a brisa from Megillas Tainis. Rashi writes, why is it called Megillas Tainis? Because it was written down at the time Mishnayis was still being recited orally. Megillas Tainis was a Megillah. It was written down Bixav. So every couple of pages in Megillas Tainis, there's a halacha. So it says, there's the Makam Yonshin Shaloi Min Adin. Bezin has the right to administer Lohei Rosh or the Migda Milsa if they feel that it's essential. So once a man rode horseback on Shabbos and they stoned him to death, it's only an Issa mid the Rabbanim, and a Torah is mutter to ride on horseback on Shabbos. It's only an Issa the Rabbanim, Zeresh HaMiyachtach Zmor, he may break off a branch in order to whip the horse to go. But they felt that this is when they initially made the Zeresh the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to ride horseback on Shabbos. If every wise guy is going to ride horseback, so they're going to undo the whole Takana the Rabbanim, the whole Zeresh the Rabbanim. So they gave the person skila, even though he didn't deserve an Einish at all. He did something that's mutam and atara. And then the Gemara in the same brisa from the Megillas Tainis, it says, once a man had relations with his wife in public, that's an act of pritzis, and they gave him malchus. They gave him malchus minus. There's no law in the Torah that says that you deserve malchus, but they felt such an act of pritzis deserves malchus minus. That was an ad hoc bezmach. Bezmach me'anshin shalei men adin. If they feel that it'll accomplish something. Today, if you're going to go beat up every person, it's Machal Shabbos, but for Hesed, they say there were a bunch of lunatics. Say, well, the Rabbanim are like Kumenis. They're just forcing the religion on everyone. So you can't do that today. So the Rambam writes that din, Bez Makam Yanshin Shalem and Adin, and he writes, it's based on that the Bezin has the right to administer Makas Mardis on an ad hoc basis, whenever they feel that it's essential and something will be accomplished. But there seems to be another Rambam that contradicts that. The Rambam says, who is Pasala Eda? A Rosh is Pasala Eda. Which Rosh is Pasala Eda? So the Rambam says, one who violates Alav Sheesh Bo Malkas Amisa, because we have two Psukim, Ashahu Rosh Alamus. A Russia is one where there's a Gmar Din L'Misa, that the person deserves an Einish Misa. And the Hayoim Bin HaKos HaRosha, the Hippil HaShof, we call the Fana Kadeva Shosa Bin Misbar, it says, V'Hitztika Sasar K'Vishirus HaRosha, V'Hayoim Bin HaKos HaRosha. If a person violates an Aver for which he deserves Malkus, so he's called a Russia. So the Rambam says that's a definition of who, which Rosh is possible. It is one who violates an aver sheyesh ba malchus, an aver sheyesh ba misas bezin. Let's say a person talks lashon hara, a person cheats in business. That's clearly an aver, but there's no malchus for the various reasons. Talks lashon hara is a lab shem ba maisa, so there's no malchus. And cheating business is an aver ben al machaver, so it's not dumi the lab da chasima. Lavanitan the Tashlumin, and whenever it comes to Adair bin Adam Lachaveroi, so then there's no Malkus. So then he wouldn't be Posalaitis. If you steal from someone, that's a Rasha de Chomas is Posalaitis. But if he's a Rasha de Lab de Chomas, then he's only Posalaitis if he violates an Adair Sheshma Malkus Amisa. So the Rambam writes like this: if the Adair that he did deserves Malkus Manatura, so then he's posalatus manatur. If the avera that he did deserves malchus, makas mardus midirabbanon, then he's posalatus midirabbanon. He says a person does malocha on Shabbos, malocha derais on Shabbos, is posalatus because he's chay misa. Person does malocha on yantif, for which he deserves malchus, so he's posalatus, also posalatus. What if he does an avera? What if he does a chilul Shabbos that's only the rabbanon? So the Rambam says if he does a malocha on yontif, which is only awesome with the rabbanon, the Rambam says one who does malocha on yontif, it's only awesome with the rabbanon, and is going to get makas mardis, and then he's posalatus with the rabbanon. So the Rambam there seems to be implying that there's a system, just like there's a system who's chay malchus. The system is in chumash dvar midarshan smuchim. So the pasuk of Ohayon bin Hakos of Russia appears in the Chumash, right next to the in Parshas Kisetzi, I think, appears right next to the pasuk of Masachsim Shabbidishoy. So in Chumash Dvar Midarshan Smuchim, and we say whoever violates an Adair that's similar to Masachsim Shabbidishoy gets Malkus. So on the level of the Rabbanon, there seems to be a klal also. Whoever violates an Adair, the Rabbanon that's similar to Masachsim Shabbidishoy gets Makas Mardis from the Rabbanon. So from the Rambam would be Mashma, the Prima Godim raises this issue. The Rambam would be Mashma that Makas Mardis, there are two kinds. Sometimes Makas Mardis on an ad hoc basis, doesn't decide because Lohirosha, the Migdan Lusa, just like they can decide to give Misa, the man who Rachav Al Asusa, they can decide to give Makas Mardis. And sometimes Makas Mardis goes with the rules and regulations. So when the person violates Alav sheyesh bo makas mardis midirabbanon, so the Rambam says, Nelchaz Eidus, it'll be posel Eidus midirabbanon. So that's what it seems to be over here. The Rambam says, one who eats chametz b'shua shishis is like a makas mardis. One who eats chametz b'shua chamishis also should get makas mardis. The answer is no. B'shua shishis midirabbanon, it's considered after chatzai. Since Adam toya shua achas, so the Rabbana, they declared you should act as if Chatzos is 11 to 12, as if 11 o'clock. Instead of saying Chatzos is 12 o'clock, or today daylight savings, it's 1 o'clock. So the Rabbana Chatzos takes place an hour before. So then to eat chametz after Chatzos, that's called Tikkun Rabbana Kein D'Oraisa Tikkun. We said we moved up Chatzos an hour earlier than it normally is, Min HaTorah. One is going to eat chametz after Chatzos is like a one is going to eat chametz b'shua chamishis, it's only us b'achi l'muta b'anor. So that's a gzera. So that's a gzera. It's only us b'achi l'muta b'anor. So that's not kein deraisa. It's not kein deraisa. If the Bezim will want to give the makas mardis, they have the right to. On an ad hoc basis, they can decide he deserves makas mardis. But it's to say that on the level of Rabbanon, called the tikkun Rabbanon kein deraisa tikkun, so this is called chametz. After chatzos, you can't say it like that. So similarly over here, the Rambam seems to have understood chametz b'shua chamishis is tolim kol chamish. What do you mean? If you have truma shal chametz, just like if you have truma tului safik tomei safik tohor, so you're not allowed to eat it. Maybe it's tamei. You're not allowed to burn it. Maybe it's tohor. Now you'll be in violation of the essay of mishmeres trumaisa to protect it that it shouldn't get destroyed. So if it's vadei tomei, then it's kishem shemitzvah lisurf. It's hakatz mishenit makach mitzvah lisurf. It's hachumah shenitis. But if it's a safik tomei go luchum in both directions. So chametz b'shua chamishis is like if it's chametz shel if truma shel chametz, if I gave, have 100 bushels of grain and I give 2% to the kohen, echa mechamishim is 2%. Give 2 bushels to the kohen, the kohen grinds it up and makes flour and he made challahs, cake and cookies. So that's an intvil chametz. It's chametz menatar. So when it comes shor shishis, so midirabanan bishor shishis, it's like after chatzis. Then you burn the chametz. I ben atar, it's had to go, but midirabanan, it's a let's see, have truma, that's tmeya midirabanan. It's tmeya midirabanan, so you burn it. You don't say mishmeres truma, so you're not allowed to burn it. If it's tamei midirabanan, it's tamei. But if it's only questionable whether it's tamei, so then you're not allowed to burn it. So here, chametz bishor shishis. So then the Rambam says, you burn the chametz, even the struma, you burn it. There's always a mishmeres truma, because midirabanan, that's considered chametz lach chatzos. They moved up for chatzos an hour midirabanan. The chametz b'shor chamishis is a gzeira midirabanan. Really, the chametz b'atzmuso is kosher b'harai, that is muta b'hanoa. They made a gzeira midirabanan, you're not allowed to eat it. So that chametz is like truma teluya. If the chametz is truma, so that truma is teluya, you treat it, on the one hand, you're not allowed to eat it, on the other hand, you're not allowed to burn it, because it's only an isa gab, it's not that the chefta is really chametz lach chatzos. So these two Rambams go together. The Rambam wrote, there's only, I think Lecha Mishnah points it out, the Rambam writes, there's only makas mardis if you eat chametz b'shor shishis. If you eat chametz b'shor chamishis, the isa de Rabban is no makas mardis. And the Rambam treats the chametz shel truma b'shor shishis, you can burn it. Because midirabanan, it's the chefze is ton tzreifa. But b'shor chamishis, it's a gzera midirabanan. You're not allowed to eat it, but it's like truma teluya. You're not allowed to eat it, but the chefze b'atzmusa is kosher. They didn't declare it yet, like chametz lach chatzos. So those two Rambams go together. It's in one place. That's both Rambams. And the Rambam quotes this din of tolim kol chamish. He calls it tolim because if it's truma shel chametz, you toilet it. You're not allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to burn it. That's also a question that later, that's where Adabala said the two things in the Rambam. That's Rav Soloveitchik said also the same thing. And then others point out there's a question. Rabbi Natan has a machloikas with the Ramban. Or historically, the Ramban has machloikas with Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan came earlier. So the Rabbi Natan is of the opinion that Chometz Kedem HaPesach is called heterabola. What's the significance of saying the chametz kedem haPesach is heterabola? Yeah, that's the top thesis on lamed amid beis dima maska the hilchasa. The thesis quotes the Gemara, the last data maseches avodah zarah. That the Gemara says that there's a difference between heterabola and isurabola. We learned chulin last year. So we know that. That's in Yeriday. Everybody knows. There's a difference between heterabola and isurabola. What does it mean? In Parshas Tzav, the Torah says if you cook the korban chatos, if you broil the chatos in a broiler, so chatos can only mean echo yom v'layla. And if you leave over the broiler, I broil the chatos today, on Sunday, so if I want to broil tomorrow, someone else will bring a chatos, want to broil his chatos on the same broiler, it'll be a problem because the chatos that I broiled today became nicer when it comes alos al shachar of tomorrow morning, Monday morning. So then if I broil, someone else brings a chatos on Monday morning, he'll broil it on the same broiler, it'll get a bliya from the nicer from today, whatever was left over. So you have to kasha the broiler. So the pasuk in Chumash says, do hagola. So the Gemara asks on the last daf in Chulin, last daf in Avodah Zarah, the last Amud Aleph, the Maseches Avodah Zarah, the Gemara asks, how can it be that on a broiler, hagola is sufficient? Don't you need libun? Whenever the bli is like they write, then you do hagola. Whenever there's a bli, and mitzvah samayim, without any liquid, then you need libun. And it says in Geulei Klei Midyan, at the end of Chumash Ban Midbar, it says when they had broilers that the Midyanim soldiers were using to broil the Nevelus, the Trefus, Obeim Atmeya, so they had to do libun on them. So how come over here by the Chatos, it's enough if you do Hagola? So the Gemara has a machlokes Habayi V'Rava. Abaye says, Yagid Olavreya. He says, once you learn the Pasuk in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, that sheds light on the Pasuk in Parshas Tzav. And Achenami, by the broiler that used to broil the korban chatas today, and you want to kashrut it today before you're going to use it tomorrow, so you can either do libon or you do hagola. Sometimes you'll need libon. If you broil today's chatas, you need libon. And we don't pass like Abaye. It's not from the Alkagami pass like Rova. That in Parshas Tzav, where it's a terebola, when it's nivla, everything is kosher. It'll become nicer when it comes alos al-shachar, and it still has the belia of the korban chatas in it, then it'll become nicer, but it comes the morning. But at the time that the belia occurred, it was a terebola. So since it's a terebola, if you do hagol instead of doing libun, that'll be sufficient. There's no need to do the same thing Rabbi Kevegas says, and we accept Rabbi Kevegas' psak. The Aruch HaShulchan writes like Rabbi Kevegar and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes, Absalvechik assumed the Dovah Pasha like that against the Shach. Let's say you have a fleshig broiler. You want to make it, you want to switch it to make it milchik. You want to switch it. So we have a minig, you don't switch from fleshig to milchik. Okay, the Ashkenazim have such a minig. The Sfarim don't have such a minig. So let's say a person doesn't have that minig. So what form of kashering does he need? So if all the fleshiks that I used were always kosher, nothing was treif, so it's a terebola. So whenever you have a terebola, it's enough with hagola. You don't need libun, even though the bliya was bliyam tzos amayim. The bliya was directly because of broiling. Bliyam tzos without any roitav over there. So whenever it's a terebola, then the din is that hagola is enough. There's no need for libun. So the question is, what about chametz? I have baking tins that I baked challahs and cakes and cookies all year long, and I want to kasher them for Pesach. So would you say that you need libun? Because I used to beli of chametz, beli of tzos amayim. Would you say the chametz kodem on Pesach is a terebola? So that's this Rabbein Tam on the top Tosfos on Lamed Amud Beis. You look in the Ran on the Rif, so the Ran quotes that the Ramban disagrees. And in Chulin also, the same Tosfos appears in Chulin, Ches Amud Beis Visham. Isham means that I'm not daft. There's a Tesis who said the same as over here. So there, the Ramban disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. Ramban holds that Chametz Kedem HaPesach is Yisura Bola. But the Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's a Terebola. So in Shulchan Aruch, they accept the Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam in the following way. Taisvis and Chulin and Avodah Zarah raises a question himself and Mosa. They're going to raise a question, how do you ever do Hagola? Let's say I have a tray for a Kli. How do you do Hagola? I'm burning hot water. I put in the knife or the fork of the Kli. The tray for Bliya goes into the water. What's to prevent the tray for Bliya from coming back from the water back into the Kli? So Taisvis has different answers, and the answer that's accepted in your day is Anachanami. There's nothing that's going to prevent it from coming back into the Kli. But if you have shishim in the water, so the treif of liya will first become bottled b'shishim before it comes back into the kli. So once it's bottled b'shishim, so it doesn't make any nisa. What if it's a gigantic kli, very thick, and you can't have, you just can't have shishim again. You won't be able to have shishim in the water against the thickness of the kli. And then Tosha says you have to wait till the kli is ene ben yomo. Because menatera, any kli that's ene ben yomo, I say the bliya is nice and tam levgam. But with the Rabbanon, they made a din, gzera ain't a ben yomo, to ben yomo, you're not allowed to cook in a tray for kli, even if it's ain't a ben yomo. They made a gzera the Rabbanon. But if you cook, but if you do a hagola on a tray for fork and knife, ain't a ben yomo, the bli will go into the water. There's nothing into the burning hot water, bubbling burning hot water, nothing to prevent it from coming back into the kli that used to be the fork and the knife or the pot, used to be treat, but now when it's going to come back, it's going to be nice and tam levgam. The original bliya was nivla into the kli when it was nice and tam l'shvach. So there they made it gzera the rabban, gzera ene ben yomo to ben yomo, because the tchilas bliya was l'shvach. But here the whole bliya goes into the water, there's nothing preventing it from coming back into the kli, but tchilas bliya is levgam. So whenever tchilas bliya levgam, that's a din of nice and tam levgam, that it's mutum. That's the din of nice and tam levgam, that it's mutum. So the Rabbi Natan would say, this is what it says in Shulchan Aruch. What about Chametz Kodem HaPesach? A week before Pesach, I want to kasha the Chametz Zika Kelim. So they say, Chametz Kodem HaPesach, as long as the Kli is in Eina Ben Yomo, So even if it goes, even if the treif of Leah goes into the water and it comes back in to the pot, even if it is ben yomo, even if the chametz zika pot is ben yomo, it's going to be not barnat the hetera, not barnat barnat. The chametz zika bliya in, what's an example? Let's say I have a chametz zika soup, a ladle that I take out the cholent. I have a barley cholent. So the barley is chametz, chametz zogun gomer. And I have a ladle that I take out the burning hot barley from the kli rishon. So the ladle has a blia. Let's say it's a metal ladle, has a blia. So I want to do a hagola, but I just used it on Shabbos for the cholent, and it's still ben yom ha-matzoi Shabbos. I'm going to do a hagola on this ladle. So, and I put the ladle into a pot of burning hot water. I don't have shishim against the ladle, and it still is ben yom ha. But it doesn't pose a problem. Why? Because chametz kadam ha-pesach has had terabola. So the tam rishon of the chametz is in the ladle. Then it's going to go into the water. When you do hagola, that's tam sheni. Nothing preventing the bliya to go back from the water into the ladle. That's going to be tam shlishi. So that's not barnat barnat the hetera. So not barnat the hetera should really be enough to be matir. But the rivon was Rashi's son-in-law. So the rivon said in the name of Rashi, that's in Chulin, the rivon claims in the name of Rashi that not barnat they bishul does not have the kula of not banat. So lachatchila when choshish for the rivon, the Bali Ataisa think that he must have made a mistake. It doesn't make sense. Rashi probably never said it, but because it was Rashi's son-in-law, so we're choshish. So we're machma. But if it's not banat banat, like over here, the ladle has a bli of the barley in it, has a bli of chametz. Then when I do a hagola, I'm at Tzoy Shabbos. It's still within. I just used it at 11 o'clock in the morning to pull out the chametz dik cholent from the cholent pot. The cholent pot is a kli rishon, so it has a bli of a kli rishon of the barley of the chametz. So then I do hagola on Tzoy Shabbos. So the chametz dik bli goes into the water. Then there's nothing preventing it to go back into the ladle. So the bliya goes into the water, that's not by not, goes back into the ladle, not by not, by not. So not by not, by not, tam shlishi lehetere, and it's still kaidim ha-pesach, so that even the rivon would be mekel. The rivon is only machma, not by not al-yidei bishul, but not by not, by not, even al-yidei bishul is muta. So the shayla is, what if, let's say, I just use it for the cholent on Shabbos, I just use it for the cholent on Shabbos at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm serving the cholent. And then it's Erev Pesach in the morning. I'm going to do, let's say I serve cholent to Shalosh Udus. The yeshiva, sometimes they serve cholent for Shalosh Udus. It's also, I think. But let's say I use it for the cholent at 7 o'clock in the afternoon, on Shabbos afternoon. Now it's Erev, the next day is Erev Pesach, and I want to do Hagola on this. So calls man that it's a terabola, chametz kodesh man yisurai, according to Rabbi Natan, is a terabola. So if it's not banat banat, then it would be mutter. So at what point does it become not banat yisura? So on the level of the Raisa at Chatzos, on the level of the Rabbana an hour before Chatzos, that's already also b'achila mid'rabbana, but it's also b'achila 2 hours before Chatzos. So the second hour before Chatzos also is called Yisura Bola then, or it's still called Hetera Bola till 1 hour before Chatzos. That's what some say, based on what the Briskero distinguished, what they quote the name of the Briskero, he distinguished between Chametz B'Shoa Chamishas as opposed to Chametz B'Shoa Shishas. Chametz B'Shoa Shishas, the Chefter is also b'achila, because we consider it as if it's Chametz Lacha Chatzos Mederabana. They declared Chatzos takes place an hour before 12 o'clock. Chatzos is really 11 o'clock Mederabana. So it's Chometz Lacha Chatzos. Chometz Meshua Chamishas, that's Exeri Mederabana. The Cheftz itself is really Mutter. It's Exeri, you shouldn't eat it. So that could be that even if you do the Hagola Meshua Chamishas, could be that you still will not need Shishim and you will not need that it should be Eina Ben Yomo. Could be only after Shua Shishas enters. That is considered chametz l'achas manu. Chametz l'achas manu manatoris after chatzos. But even the Rabbanah, Chametz Lachas Mana, perhaps it's only an hour before Chatzos. The second hour before Chatzos could be that it's still called Hetera Bala. The Cheftza B'Atzmusa is Hetera. There's an Issa on the Gavra not to eat it. And that's why it's only Asa B'Achila, Muta Bano. That could be. That could be. That's a possibility.
Rabbi?
Yes.
How did the Rabbanon have the right to declare the Truma in Sha'ashishis as a chametz that could be burned if it's still a Savik Midiraisa?
I mean, Menatar, it's Vadai. It's Vadai Heta Gamar. Yeah. The same thing by Truma Tmeya. If something is Truma Tmeya Midirabbanon, so sometimes there's a Truma Midirabbanon that you serve chametz, that you serve the Truma, based on the Tumma de Rabbanan. And sometimes it's only a Chumra mid Rabbanan, that it's Tomei, so you're not allowed to be Sarif Truma. We distinguish between different Dinim de Rabbanan. There are different levels of Dinim de Rabbanan. Not all the Dinim de Rabbanan on the same level. All the Dinim de Rais on the same level. Some have cars, some don't, but they're all equally serious. But the Dinim de Rabbanan are different levels of severity. So if it's a niser, if it's a real tumah derabbanan, then you serve truma on a tumah derabbanan. But if it's only a chumra of tumah derabbanan, then you're not allowed to burn the truma. So here we distinguish between chametz b'shal shishis is a real niser derabbanan. The rabbanan we consider it as if it's kain deraisa. We consider it as if it's chametz lacha chatzais derabbanan. We consider it as if they moved up chatzais an hour before 12 o'clock. Chametz b'shal hamishis, that's only a gzera mid rabbanim. Two different levels of din and rabbanim. I don't know. The same by tuma. Same by tuma. There's such a tesis in Chagiga that sometimes tuma de rabbanim. Sometimes you are served truma based on a tuma de rabbanim. Sometimes you're not. Depends how chomer the tuma de rabbanim is. If it's a real tuma de rabbanim chomer, then you are served the truma. I remember many years ago, Rabbi Yudin's son, Gotch, got married in London. So I went to the wedding. And I remember he married a girl from London. So the Mechutin asked him, how many people you think are coming from your side of America? He said, doesn't think too many people are going to come. And the Mechutin said, okay, he'll put them all up for Shabbos for the week. And as it turned out, there were over 100 people. So you had to put everybody up. So I remember in the middle of the wedding, in the middle of the meal, sometime a chacham came late and he sat down next to me. He had to give a shiur. I guess in Daf Yomi, I don't know, he had to give a shiur at that time. So that was the topic that he gave the shiur on. That place is in Chagiga. But sometimes the tumah derabbanan is enough to burn truma, sometimes it's not enough to burn truma. Depends whether it's a tumah derabbanan chom or tumah derabbanan ka. There's such a thesis. I don't know, it's a good question. How do they have the right to do that? It's an Issa deraisa, Mishmeres Jemaisa. So because they declare that it's Tomei Medrabban, because they declare that it's Chomets Lacha Chatzais Medrabban, but Menatar, it's not. I don't know, it's a good question. It's not, no longer Oimed Lachilo. So when we say the Cheftz is not Oimed Lachilo, when we say the Gabri can't eat it, but you don't say the Cheftz is not Oimed Lachilo. So what did the Gemara quote to Nahas and the Gemara quote to Mishnah from Yudal from the base? Machlois Amir reviewed it. But they both agree. They both agree. The Kuli Amamiyas, Bein Ramayah, Bein Rabiyah, they all agree. Chametz Misheshu Asalamayla Asa. They all agree that the Din Derais only begins after Chatzos. So the Gemara says, where in the world did they get this from? Where does it say this in the Chumash? So that's going to be a machloikas Abaye Verova. First they quote Abaye, and then they quote Rova Omar on Hey Amad Aleph. And then the Gemara goes a little further. It turns out, so the bottom of them, it's really a machlokes hatanaim. One Tana says like Abaye, one Tana says like Rava. So what exactly, what's over here, Abaye v'Rava? So the Abaye, there's a machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos. This is the machlokes that comes up quite a few times. We spoke about it in the original Shira on Tuesday night. He spoke about it. The Pasuk, Ach Be'Yom Rishon Tashbisa, is an essay. Tashbisa is an essay. then we know it's an Iser Esei, we know it's a Kiyam Esei. We know it's a Kiyam Esei because we recite a Brocha on Bedikas Chomes, Hashem Kedushan Tzatzvana. We don't say, Al Bedikas Chomes, live the Chomes, say, Al Bir Chomes, because Bedika is a Tchilas HaBir. So you see that the beer is a Kiyam Esei, it's only an Iser Esei. You don't say a Brocha when you're about to do something in order to avoid violation of an Iser Esei. When you're about to eat kosher food, you only say a birchas hanen, and you don't say a birchas hamitzvah. Shekushanu b'mitzvah shalom lechem achalas asuras. You don't say a bracha. And we said the bracha by when you get married. He said v'tzavanu ha'arois v'asalvanu sarusa. That's the rush raises that issue. What kind of a nusach bracha is that? You never say a bracha over the fact that you're going to observe yisur. You only say a bracha birchas hamitzvah when you're about to fulfill a kiyam hamitzvah. So the fact that we say Brach al Bir Chomes shows that there's a Kiyam Esei, and then Erev Pesach after Chatzos is the Zman of the Iser Esei. When is the Zman of the Kiyam Esei? Is it also after Chatzos? When is the Zman of the Kiyam Esei? So the Balei HaTosfos week, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the Mordechai on the second column on the first page in the Mordechai quotes one of the Balei HaTosfos would save over a little bit of Chomes, a Gezeis of Chomes, to burn it after Chatzos. Because he felt, how can it be the Chachamim Mevatel Mikol Vakol? All mitzvah derais, and the mitzvah derais is only fulfilled if you destroy the chametz after chatzos. You burn the chametz before chatzos. You're not fulfilling that tzman, like shaking a lulav on erev sukkahs. You have to shake a lulav on sukkahs. You have to burn the chametz after chatzos, and that's what the bottom Tosfos says over here. And Avdala the base. That's Tosfos' argument with Rashi. And that's repeated in the Tosfos. It was the other Tosfos. Oh, here. With the rise of the Bittul Bialma Sagi. So Rashi holds that Bittul Chometz is the Kiyam HaMitzvah, the Kosh of the Rehah. How can it be? The Zman of the Kiyam Messi is after Chatzos. After Chatzos is Eine B'Shusay. So it's not, he's not full Bialim. He can't be Mavatle. So Tosfos repeats again. What they have in the bottom Tosfos is Chsiv. They have it in their eyes of the Bittul Bialma Sagi. And then you have it later as well. Where was the other one? You say something based on thing. Amos said, Shalom Bishas Bihurai. Also, the Machlikas, Rav Yehuda's opinion is, Ain't Be'er Chamas Halab Esreifon, but the KMS is Kerem Chatzos. This is consistently disagreeing. Those also said, the KMS is after Chatzos. After Chatzos, don't you already violate? There's an Iser Esei of Tashbisim. So don't you violate the Iser Esei of Tashbisim means Asa Machila, Asa Bana, and also the Kaima. You're not allowed to have it in your possession. Also part of the Iser Esei. It's also the Kaima. We had, there was a Rashi wrote that you're even in violation of Bal Yirod, Bal Yimatzei, after Chatzos. Where was that Rashi? I forgot it. Really? He just had it. No, I don't know that Amar. Maybe it's over here.
Dalet Omer Aleph Dibar Mesko Bein L'Rabbi Meir.
Dalet Omer Aleph Bein L'Rabbi Meir Bein L'Rabbi Yudah. Right. Rashi says, "Ain't also manatav b'bal yiroi b'achila ela misheishos." Yeah, that's the question. Whether Rashi really meant it literally, Rashi meant to stack this b'bal yiroi after chatzos. So some Rishonim quote by Rashi. I think the Migdalai is on the bottom of the page in the round quotes by Rashi, and others say that Rashi didn't mean it. It meant that also to keep in your possession. So we learn from that pasuk three dinim. Tashbiso is the iser esei. After chatzos is the iser esei. Iser esei achila hanor. And shalom the kayem is hachamet. So how can the rabbin adams, how can the Balei HaTosfos say consistently that the zman of the kayemes is after chatzos? But you're ready, if you have the chametz in your possession, so you're ready in violation of the iser esei of tashbisu, or possibly in the iser lav barira, if you understand the Rashi like that. So that's what you have to add on. But the Tosfos writes over here on Chof Tes on the base, the last three lines in Tosfos. Tosfos, the last four lines, Mikama, the bottom Tosfos on Chof Tes on the base, Mikama, Chiyach Ri, the Ri proves from this Gemara, I have to see the Gemara, that Shahamasha, Chomet, Bipesach, Daita, Levara, and Oilabos, the Shia. Because the more talk, someone donated chametz to Hegdish, and Hegdish they didn't sell chayat arayv alat arayv shal gavay. There's no one's in violation of bal yerayv. Hegdish owns chametz. So let's say Hegdish the gizbar wants to auction off the chametz on Pesach to the highest bidder. So what do you mean? The guy's going to pay for the chametz? He's going to violate? Because man the chametz belongs to Hegdish, and no one violates anything. Shal chayat arayv alat arayv shal gavay. But once you're going to buy it, you'll be in violation of bal yerayv. So you have to destroy it right away. So how can you? But then you'd be in violation of Bal Yerayv for a moment. So the Gemara says you can be Poydeh Chametz. Gemara talks about the possibility of being Poydeh Chametz on Pesach from Hegdish. But aren't you in violation of Bal Yerayv? So the Rishon says, no, you see, we can't. And who's Gemara? The Gemara talks about the Gizbar auctioning off to the highest bidder on Chol HaMoed Pesach. And Yantav, you're not allowed to do Mechel Chamem, because Zerishem Ichtov. So it means that Chol HaMoed is going to auction it off, and someone's going to buy the chametz in order to burn it. He doesn't violate Bal Yerayv by Matz. He says, why? The time the last law, Mishum, the Bal Yerayv is a lava nitek le essay. I look at one that side came, and now that's what it says in the Gemara, that you don't get Malkus for Bal Yerayv by Matz because lava nitek. So, whenever you have a lava nitek le essay, so you don't violate the Aveira if you plan to do the essay later, and he does the essay, so on the Azalaf. So that's how Taisa proves it. The Shagzai has a famous truva. He asks on Taisa, how can it be? The Gemara says in the third Perek in Makkos, you don't get Malkus for Lezigzal because it's also a Lava Nitakla essay, because Beheshav is Hagzela. So it means it's Mutta Lachatchila to steal Amanos Lahashiv. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, a Gezel, he wants to give a person who's very poor. He wants to give him money, so the other person is embarrassed. He does not accept any money. So I do a harama, so I steal some money of his. I make myself chayv to pay kefil. So Gemara says, "Hagoynev amanas l'shalom kefil." I want to do him a favor. Gemara says, "You're oivan alava, but I seek love." If you do gizela, you don't pay kefil, but let's say goes amanas l'mekat. I steal in order to aggravate him. People do it all the time. Children in school, they steal someone else's pen, pencil, a book. They want to aggravate him. They hide his gemara. So that's gezel amanas lemekat. So the gemara ends up from a pasuk that it's an isa derais. According to places, whenever you have a lav nitek le'essay, you're permitted to violate the lav in the first place because you plan to do the essay. The essay is going to be menatek. It's going to undo the lav in the first place. So it should always be muta ligzel amanas lemekat. So when you look in Chayish Mishpat, when you quote the din of Leisigdal, so they quote Nishavanat that Gemara Bab Mitzvah, the Gozal Amanas L'Shalom Kefal, Gozal Amanas L'Shalom Kefal, a Gozal Amanas L'Mekat is in Iser. So in the bottom of the page, the Pizchit Shuvah quotes a Ritva of Bab Mitzvah that he thinks that it's only an Iser Derabbanan. He can't believe that it's an Iser Deraisa. Why not? Because he says people do it all the time. Everybody does it all the time. They steal something from someone else just to cause them aggravation, and then they give it back later on. So people talk Lashon Hara all the time. It means that it's muta. The fact that people do it means that it's muta. I don't know exactly what the argument of the Ritva was, that Mais and B'chol Yom, people do it, so it shows that it can't be an Issa D'Oraisa. It's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. How do people do an Issa D'Rabbanan? How do we knock it down? I don't know. Anyway, that's what Shagasai is not happy with Taisus. But that's what Taisus is assuming here. Taisus is assuming that there is an Issa to keep chametz in your possession after Chatzos, but if you're keeping it in your possession, and Daita Leva'er, so just like Taisus talked there on Chuftes and Beis about buying your Poydeh the Hegdish in the middle of Pesach, you Poydeh the Hegdish and you plan to destroy you buy the chametz from Hegdish, and you plan to destroy it, to burn it, after you buy it from the Gizbar. So Tai says you don't violate Bal Yerayv by Matzah. So what did I mean on Erev Pesach, in the afternoon, where there probably is no Bal Yerayv by Matzah, most hold Bal Yerayv by Matzah is only the 7 days of Pesach. So then, there's an Iser Esser of Tashbisu, so then if it's Almanas Leva'er, then you're not in violation of the Iser Esser of Tashbisu. So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here. Exactly what was Abaye's proof? Abaye says he seemed to have two psukim that contradict each other. On the one hand, the pasuk says for 7 days you're not allowed to have chametz in your possession, Bal Yerayv by Matzah. The other pasuk says, "Ach be'amarishin tashbisu," you have to destroy the chametz. So Rashi says, you destroy the mitzvah of destroying the chametz is kaidim zmani surah, not lach zmani surah. But the other pasuk says that for 7 days, 24 hours a day for 7 days, there's a din by Yerubbaal Matzei. So how can you say that there's a mitzvah to destroy it on the first day? You're not allowed to keep any of your possession. So the mitzvah to destroy the chametz is kaidim zmani surah. So mazvi an erev Pesach. That's what Rashi says. So he says, no, the mitzvah to destroy the chametz is after the zmani surah. So why is there a kasha? What was Abai's kasha in the first place? That you have a contradiction between two psukim. Trei kroi ksivi, two psukim seem to contradict each other. On the one hand, on the other hand. On the one hand, it says for 7 days, bali wa. On the other hand, it says you burn the chametz. So that's not a stira. Mashal chametz al manas levar is not in violation of bali yeroi. There's no, it has to be. The zman to destroy the chametz is only after it already became mosabano. That this says, no, the stira is like this. Ach, the Gemara is going to explain on here, man alaf. Ach is a miut. Ach, chilek. You split the day in half. That's the kasha. This pasuk says for 7 full days, 24 hours a day, and at nighttime, a day and nighttime, there's a din by Yerua, by Matzeh. The other pasuk says it's a half a day. How can you just love a half a day? So it must be half a day is Yudalit, half a day on Erev Pesach. On Pesach, you're not chiseling off anything. Yom Rishon goes on Erev Pesach. And Rashi learns not because of this deal is from the psukim. Rashi doesn't seem to agree with that. The Ribala Taisa is there. Or at least he doesn't agree over here. Rashi consistently holds that the Zman of the Kiyam essay is before the Zman Iser. The Iser essay is after Chatzais. The Kiyam essay is before Chatzais. So that's what that was the Kasha. And in one pasuk it says, Tashbisu Beyom Rishon, Ach Beyom Rishon Tashbisu. But Tashbisu is before the Zman Iser, when it still is Zman Heter. So that's what he came up with, to say that it's Erev Pesach. Okay, Bulinetta, tomorrow we will continue. I apologize for the delay today. Bulinetta, tomorrow I'll try to be on time. Very good. Have a good day. We should all be healthy.